kids and talking to folks. And, you know, kind of the bad thing about that is, hey, it was, you know, it was because we had a real serious situation with our supply chain. Well, I will say one thing that I have learned, you know, when we talk about supply chain issues, trucking, we're the most nimble part of it. We can get it done. You know, if you got the product and you got a place to put it, the trucks will be there.
And isn't that the truth?
It has been absolutely phenomenal to see how well this industry has done during this pandemic. And, you know, I never knew I could be prouder of the trucking industry, the men and women, the company owners, the dispatchers, the safety folks, the mechanics, everybody in this industry, of course, the drivers. But it really did, this year, really did make me, and I think everybody else, value them in a much greater way and really see that importance.
Hey, Paul, it's always good to visit with you. Hopefully we'll be under better circumstances coming up. Thanks so much, man. Always appreciate it, and we'll talk again soon.
Hey, Kevin, always good talking to you. And once again, congratulations on the move, buddy.
Thank you. Paul Enos, Nevada Trucking Association. I absolutely love this guy, and I love the people that he works with. They are absolutely fantastic. More to come. Colonel Alan West will join us next on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
And a 432 as we take a look at the traffic cams right now. It's starting to stack up a little bit there in front of the stadium, Interstate 15 North at Tropicana. You'll touch the brakes on the other side as well. Interstate 15 South at Sahara as you work your way through the resort corridor. Moderate flows on the 95 southbound at Lake Mead, north 95 at Smoke Ranch. Also, we're getting some slowing there on the Beltway, 215 eastbound at Eastern. West 215 at Green Valley, you'll touch the brakes there. And do expect those delays on Fremont Street. Southbound, that is between Charleston and Sahara. They're doing some water and sewer installation.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The December 19th heavyweight bout between Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder appears to have a home. It is going to be at Allegiant Stadium, as top-ranked chairman Bob Arum has announced that they have come to an agreement with the Raiders to be able to use the stadium on December 19th. That would be one day after a Thursday night football game that the Raiders are scheduled to play. Of course, at this point in time, it's unknown how many fans would be able to attend, but Arum does say that he hopes that they'll be able to get a crowd of about 20,000 or so into the stadium to be able to watch the fight. This sports flash driven by Jeep, brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Rusty Wallace here for Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief. This pain cream is the official pain cream of NASCAR for a reason. It works fast, and you won't stink. There's no messy, greasy, nasty feel or any stinging or burning here. This is pure pain relief. Don't run your engine on Octane 89. Get the good stuff and meet me in Victory Lane. Blue Emu works fast, and you won't stink.
Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief, the official pain relief cream of NASCAR.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
He is a guy I admire so much, and I know people like TK Crabb and others here in the community just love this guy to death. I do too. He is Colonel Alan West, and he joins us. Colonel, how you been? You've been busy.
Yeah, and thank you so much, Kevin, for having me. And first of all, I just want to say to everybody out there, all my friends in the Las Vegas area, thank them for their prayers and their thoughts and well wishes. You know, it's been a bit of a rough month. I had a real bad catastrophic motorcycle accident on the 23rd of May, and I'm sure a lot of people saw the shape that I was in, but you know, God's grace has really healed my body incredibly quickly, and you know, I'm back up and at it. I had major shoulder surgery, but physical therapy this morning. The shoulder is healing very well, and everyone is really impressed with my recovery. So thank you so much for all the prayers.
Can you take us back to that accident? What happened, where it was, why it was, what happened?
Well, you know, God has an incredible sense of humor, Kevin, because the accident happened at mile marker 354, I-35 North, in the city of West Texas. So I kind of had to laugh about that, you know, as they were, you know, medevacing me out to the hospital. But we were coming back from a rally that was down in Austin, Texas, the capital of the state capital. There were four of us coming back. About 30 or 35 went down for the rally. And a car cut over in front of me from the left lane into the center lane. I was the lead left front staggered rider. But for whatever reason, the motorcycle behind me, I don't know if he didn't react fast enough or anything, he came up and hit me from behind. I didn't make any erratic moves. I kind of saw the guy going to shift over in front of me, and I didn't think he was paying attention. But I got taken out from behind. I was immediately medevaced out to Waco, Texas. I had a dislocated shoulder. I destroyed the shoulder socket bone in my right shoulder. I got some pretty bad road burn. You can imagine, you know, getting skin dragged along I-35. But the thing is that, you know, I'm alive. And no one survives a motorcycle accident at 75 miles per hour. So it is a miracle, and I'm thankful to God that I'm still here with y'all, and I'm in the fight.
Alan, how much has it slowed you down? Because I know you're so active, not just with the pact to defend the president, but so many other things that you're involved in. Can you talk a little bit about how much it slowed you down?
Well, that first week was kind of rough on me, but about 3 days, two days after being released from the hospital, I went for a 2 mile walk. Then the next day, I was able to do a 1 mile walk jog. And 1 week after the accident, I did a 2 mile jog. And I think some people saw that out there on YouTube and on video. So probably, you know, 7 days, 8 days, I was right back, you know, into the mix. And because I'm not going to lay around. There's too much going on in our country for me to, you know, lay up sorry.
Colonel Alan West joining us. Talk a little bit about the PAC, the Defend the President PAC. Can you talk a little bit about what it is and what it's designed to do?
Sure. I was brought on senior advisor for the Committee to Defend the President because it's very important that we get a message out to combat all of the false narratives and all of the attacks that President Trump is going under or facing so that we can get his positive message out there. And what I do is try to help in raising money and help in the awareness. We do telephone town hall meetings. I do a lot of interviews, radio and television, like what I'm doing right now, email solicitations. But it is really about informing, educating, and activating people. And I want folks to understand that this election in 2020, it really is not about a single person. It really is not about a personality. What this election is about are our principles. You think about 244 short years ago, you know, 56 men were sitting down and they were going to create this incredible nation. And now we're facing a new ideological threat that has been out there, but we firmly know who it and what it is. This progressive socialism, Marxism, totalitarianism, communism, and it's led by these anarchists and groups such as Black Lives Matter. So what we want to do is get the truth out there so that this president can get reelected so our principles and our values and our traditions are protected.
We are 4 months and one day away from a presidential election. What's on the line? Why is it so damn important? We'll talk with Colonel Alan West about that coming up. I'm Kevin Wall, our brand new home. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
He's tearing off America's politically correct blindfold. America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Uh-oh. Embarrassed about your ugly fungal-infected feet? You bet you are. And you have been buying those rotten antifungal products. See, nothing happens. They just sit there and don't work.
Of course they don't. But a new breakthrough discovery is now being marketed as Bye Bye Fungus. And it is the answer to your problems. Bye Bye Fungus is fast acting and has been found by dermatologists to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye Bye Fungus is budget friendly, painless, has no hideous side effects, and it's as easy to apply as nail polish. But above all else, it's effective. So effective, it's patented. Call 1-800-258-3635 and ask us for Bye Bye Fungus. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and say Bye Bye Fungus, hello sandals.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. Colonel Alan West joining us. And Colonel, let me just ask you. You, of course, are a senior advisor for the Defend the President PAC, and I must ask you, a lot of people are seeing what's happening in the streets, the chaos that is out there. Is this part of their plan, the other side's plan, that the only way you can beat a guy that can, you know, absolutely kick butt when it comes to the economy and so many other issues, and has delivered on promise after promise after promise. The only way to beat him is chaos in the streets. Is that what you're seeing out there?
No, you're absolutely right, and that's what history teaches us as well. Progressive socialism, communism, Marxism can only advance itself through fear, intimidation, coercion, threat, and ultimately violence. When you look at what has happened in Venezuela, when you look at what is happening right now between Hong Kong and China, when you think about the National Socialists of Germany and how the brown shirts came down and created all of that fear and chaos, that's exactly what we see happening right now on the streets of the United States of America. So, you know, they have said that they wanted the economy to crash and to not do well. Thank God we had another great jobs report today. Because they don't offer anyone anything with their ideology, with their philosophy of governance, that will help growth, opportunity, and prosperity. All they want is collective subjugation, not individual sovereignty, and that's what this is about. Kevin, it comes down to this simple choice that we have going forward. Either we will stand up for and vote for the rule of law, or we will surrender to the rule of the mob.
And we saw that the mob was sent home in Seattle. There's still a mob in New York, a mob obviously in St. Louis as they tried to intimidate a homeowner there. He had a semi-automatic weapon, which kind of diffused the situation. Are we going to see more of this? Are we going to see more autonomous zones around the country? Because that seems to be a part of their playbook that they like.
Yes, it is, and that this is something that comes right out of the Saul Alinsky strategy playbook. And really what this whole autonomous zone, and you saw they tried to create the exact same thing in Washington, D.C., this is just an extension of their sanctuary city philosophy, the sanctuary cities, the sanctuary states, and now autonomous zones, because they don't respect and they don't regard our constitutional republic and its rule and its law and order. And so what they're trying to do, as Barack Obama said, back in 2008, we're 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America. People back then thought it was a joke. They didn't pay attention to it, but that's what they got on the road towards. But then Donald Trump came along and put a little obstacle in the path of their strategy that they had laid out. And that's why there's so much vitriol. That's why there's so much angst against the president. We know now we do not have an objective media. We do not have a free press. We have an ideological media, and they are doing everything they can to undermine our current president, President Trump.
What should the strategy be going forward? We are now, 4 months and 1 day away from a presidential election. If you're advising the president, what are you advising him to do? What's the messaging that's, you know, the phrase that pays, so to speak?
The number one most important thing that the president must do is show a vision, his visionary leadership for a second term. The next thing that the president has to do, if you're going to use the Twitter, you only tweet to talk about how the Democrats are embracing chaos and anarchy in our streets. And every single day, you need to point to one Democrat leader or Democrat governor or whatever that is not standing up for the rule of law, and you need to challenge them on that. So I think that that's what the president needs to do. He needs to make a clear delineation between this America as a constitutional republic, what we stand for, our fundamental principles and values, and what the other side believes in. Because as to this moment, I have not heard any Democrats speak against what we see happening in our streets. The Seattle mayor, she came to her senses. And I think one of the other things that we must do collectively, all of our, you know, people such as yourself on talk radio, let's deconstruct this whole thing about Black Lives Matter. They do not care about the issues confronting the black community, our urban population centers. They are a Marxist group. They are a front group for the Democrat Party, and that's what we must clearly identify.
And by the way, for the record, Joe Biden had 8 years with Barack Obama and 40-plus years before that to straighten all this out and to help Black Lives Matter. And he didn't do it. He didn't accomplish much. I got to ask you in our final minute, because this is somebody asked me after your accident. How did the motorcycle come out? Did it, who came out better, you or the motorcycle?
Well, I think that both of us are going to end up being okay, because I am being restored and I'm getting my strength and everything back. And the motorcycle will get picked up tomorrow from my house here in Garland, Texas. And it will make its way down to South Florida, where it will be restored. It will be customized, and it will be auctioned off for the Mighty Oaks Foundation, which is a faith-based veterans support organization that works with our veterans suffering from post-traumatic stress. And that auction at their gala will take place in November this year.
I think that's great. And if folks want to find out what you're up to with the PAC, the Defend the President PAC, where can they go? Where can they find you?
You can find me at the Committee to Defend the President.org, and you can also find me at theoldschoolpatriot.com. And for everyone listening, in about 10 minutes, I'll be doing a Facebook Live to talk about what Independence Day means to me.
Outstanding. Colonel West, thank you so much, my friend. Be safe out there, okay?
I will. No more motorcycles, just my Jeep and truck.
There you go. Colonel Alan West joining us on the program. And by the way, he is he's doing okay. A lot of us were really concerned, though. I mean, really concerned. But he is doing fine. Stick around. Coming up on the program, we're going to let you hear from the president himself in his own words, talking about the amazing job numbers that came out today. It's just incredible. This president knows how to restore the economy. He's done it once, and now he's in the process of doing it a second time. And he might have to do it a third time, for all we know, as the chaos in the streets mounts. I mean, every night it's a different city. Every night it's a different city. Anyway, coming up, Michael Shouse, Communications Director for NPRI, Nevada Policy Research Institute. We'll give you a preview of what's ahead on the program. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
No sports, no Broadway, more radio.
And that's how it should be.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA. And after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers, name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Wow. Wow. The president was all over it today. And in fact, I tell you what, let's do. Let's go to cut one. Because the president was especially happy with two ethnic groups and how they did in this June jobs report. It wasn't even I'll be honest with you, it wasn't even close. I mean, African-Americans and Hispanics did amazingly well in this June jobs report. And the president, in fact, this is cut one, the president was not afraid to crow about it today.
African-American workers really happily for me made historic gains with 404,000 jobs added last month alone, and that's a record. And the second largest jump will be last month. And what we have, if you add the 2 months together, it's 700,000 jobs for African-American workers added in the last 2 months, and that's a record by a lot. Likewise, Hispanic employment is up by 1.5 million jobs, a record by a lot. Hispanic employment up 1.5 million jobs. 3 million more women were employed in the month of June, a record. Never had a number like that. Workers with a high school education or less made the biggest strides of all. So people that have just a high school education or have less than a high school education. With unemployment, those without a high school diploma dropped a full 3.3 percentage points. That's the largest drop in recorded history.
And by the way, even the people that had nothing to do with anything, the Treasury Secretary wanted to jump all over this. Let's go to cut four real quick. This is Steven Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, cut number four, bragging about the June jobs report. Here it is.
Pleased with the results today. Again, between this month and last month, that's about 8 million jobs, 8 million people we put back to work because of the CARES Act and working with Congress. I think, as you know, people thought we would have 30 million people unemployed. Fortunately, we never got to that. So 8 million jobs back, but our work is not done. Our work won't be done till every single American who lost their job because of COVID gets back to work. And there's no question, I want to thank the Senate and the House for working with us. There's no question these programs are working. I also want to thank them for extending the PPP. As I've said, it's our priority. When we get to the CARES 4 bill in July, we will look to work with the House and Senate on a bipartisan basis to repurpose that money. We have about $130 billion left. There are going to be a number of businesses that are particularly hard hit, and we'll be looking to give those businesses additional money. So CARES 4 will be much more targeted for the businesses that continue to need work. But there is no question that this is working.
It is working, and it's working again and again and again. This president, in fact, I just saw the Real Clear Politics numbers, and they show that the president, by a 49-46 margin, is preferred relative to the economy. This guy knows how to do the economy. And if it really still is about the all about the economy, stupid, well, then this president, I think, is well on his way to victory. I know it doesn't look that way right now, but I'm telling you, the economy is going to be front burner come October. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter about today. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Coming up, Michael Shouse will join us, communications director for NPRI. Are we headed towards a tax increase? Democrats would love to do that, wouldn't they? We'll find out because Michael Shouse will join us. NPRI, very active in Carson City. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall, and you're listening to AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. We survived. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect for the past 30 years. But now, Governor Sisolak says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play on one of 15 machines while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So at Ichabod's Lounge, you can still have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Have fun at Ichabod's Lounge.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters.